At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Some pretty notable changes for bank customers come into force over the next few days. One of the changes, SEPA, or instant payments, will mean transfers taking no more than 10 seconds at any time of the day or night. The other is verification of payee, or VOP, could pose problems, though. That's because if you're paying someone online, you have to get their full name exactly correct and not an approximation. Jill Byrne is Head of Payments with the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, or the BPFI, and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks
for having me. Can we start with SEPA? SEPA, or instant payments, what will change for banking customers?
So what will change over the next coming days, and I'd actually expect that some changes will be seen for a lot of your listeners maybe this morning, is that when you log on to your online or mobile banking app to make a payment, you'll see this new option for a SEPA instant payment. And what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to, as you correctly outlined, make a payment to any other bank outside your own bank in Ireland or across the whole of Europe within 10 seconds.
Eurozone, obviously.
It's within the SEPA zone, so the 27 member states and
so
it
will include Sweden,
potentially. The non-EEA countries, yeah. Sorry, the EEA countries, right. And a number of others as well.
Okay.
But primarily it's the 27 member states.
And you have to click it, or does it not come automatically, or you have to opt for it?
For the vast majority of players, Joe, I would expect you would be given an additional option. So you either make a regular SEPA payment, and that'll probably arrive either within the day or the next day, or you choose to make a SEPA instant payment, and that's when the payment will be processed within the 10 seconds, 24/7, 365.
Will you be charged for making it?
There are no additional costs. So the price that the cost that you would pay for your regular transfer will be the exact same for instant. Right. So no additional cost.
The Brits have had this for 6 or 7 years. Why has it taken us so long?
It's taken so long because it's so complex of a delivery. Because when you're talking about instant payments, you're talking about real-time payments. And I think it was back in probably about 2 years ago at this stage where Europe launched the instant payments regulation and mandated that by Thursday, all providers in Europe have to adhere to instant payments. And they did that. The rationale behind it was because the market-led approach wasn't working, wasn't achieving the volumes they wanted.
In other words, you guys had to be ordered to do it.
Europe had to be ordered to do it. It definitely wasn't just Ireland, but Europe were ordered to do it. And it's a massive development, significantly complex development, but a really, really positive one.
So gone are the days where it will take days for your money to arrive at your payee's account.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The tricky one is the second bit of this, and that is VOP, or verification of payee.
Yeah.
What is that?
So verification of payee, or VOP, I think a lot of providers are calling it, is a name matching feature. So what it'll do is it'll match the name of the payment that you're making to the IBAN. It'll send a message to the bank of the recipient or mm-hmm. of your payee, and it will check to see if the name that you've input with the payment matches the name held on their bank account. And it will come back and it'll tell you before you make a payment whether it's a match, so the name has matched, whether the name has not matched, so no match, or whether it's a close or partial match.
Now, what happens if you get a no match? I'm thinking of, let's say you've been paying someone for years called Jamesy, but his bank account is actually JJ.
So if there's no, if it's a partial or close match, you'll get the partial or close match response back and it'll tell you what the actual name is on the account. But in that scenario, the name is completely different. So it's more than likely what it'll do is it'll come back and it'll say, Joe, that's no match. And then you have the information and you decide whether you proceed with the payment.
So you could proceed with the payment.
You can proceed with the payment.
But if it comes back as not matching, then you would be probably wise to go back to the person that you're going to pay.
The person that you're going to pay and verify and validate that the details are correct via a verified source. So we all know how important that is because we have to remain vigilant.
Yes, and phone the right number. But you could also phone your bank. And the banks are laying on extra staff this week in the knowledge that they might be busy.
There definitely is an increase across banks here in Ireland and across Europe, in an effort to respond to additional calls. But in that particular scenario, Joe, your bank isn't going to know if it's outside. Your bank isn't going to know the name of the payee. Your bank will tell you, Joe, you need to make sure that the name is correct. So contact the person.
Jamesy.
Exactly. Contact Jamesy and find out what the actual name is on the account. And I think a lot of us have examples of this in our phone book, like rent, creche, mum, sister, instead of the actual name of the account. So it does, there's probably a little bit of housekeeping that we all should do, have a look.
So you should skip that kind of types of description, stick to the actual full name if you can.
Exactly, because that's what it's going to do. It's going to match the name on the account. And if you have rent instead of the landlord's name, every time you make a payment to your landlord, it's going to come back and say no match. Now, again, you can proceed, but we should be vigilant, we should be doing these things properly, we should be using this additional security layer in the way it should
be used.
And this
is all about know your customer, and this is all about preventing money laundering and that kind of stuff.
It is. We did consumer research in the last couple of months, and 75% of us, when we're making a payment, are concerned that we're going to send money to the wrong person.
Yeah.
So it's active in everybody's mind. And what this does is it provides you with greater assurance that the person you're intending to pay is the person you're paying.
Yeah. And what about if there's a father in the surname or an umlaut in the name? Because that can change quite a bit, especially the umlaut, which is O-E or A-E, whatever it is, instead of A.
So, to be honest, the way the messages are sent between the banks, and not to get too technical, but that probably is removed when the message is transmitted to the other bank. So I'd say the small, like for the fathers, for example, for Irish consumers, it probably won't result in a no match scenario.
Well, best of luck this week. It could
pay right now.ie. We have launched the industry public awareness
payrightnow.ie.
Please look. Thanks,
Jill, thanks very much for joining us. That's Jill Byrne, Head of Payments with the BP.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.